FM.
So in this third lockdown, Chorley FC did a really good job of lifting everyone's spirits when they defeated Derby County in the FA Cup and subsequently went viral with their post-match rendition of Adele's hit Someone Like You. They play Wolves tomorrow in the fourth round of the competition, and there will be lots of Irish interest as manager Jamie Vermilio has links with Killarney, and I'm delighted to say he is with us now. Jamie, how are things?
Yeah, they're really good, thank you. A bit hectic at the moment. There's a lot going on around the club and in my life, but it's all for the right reasons.
I'd imagine so. You're a head teacher as well, so how are you juggling everything right now?
Yeah, and it's a big question. Everyone always asks that. It's not easy when your mind's sort of engrossed in the football side of things and the preparation. But you know, I've got a job to do at school. That's first and foremost to me. That's my career, and I've been in school today. I'll be in school tomorrow. Try and get off a little bit early and see the kids out, and then shoot over to Chorley when we host the Mighty Wolves.
I love it. Get off a little bit early. I'm sure they'll understand, Jamie, if you just knock off a little bit early.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be okay with me.
So tell us a little bit about the club, because you kind of burst into everyone's consciousness. I know you had the song out before the Derby County game, but it really went viral after that, and everybody then became very familiar with the club. But just tell us a little bit about the background.
Well, in terms of the song, we were quite keen on the psychology of sport, and about 6 or 7 years ago we were looking for different routines. So when the lads were coming into the changing room, what would happen? When you were to score a goal, what would happen? And also what would happen if we won, especially in some big games? And we were looking for a song to put on. I put Adele on. This one, I think I was playing at the time. No one can really remember who did it, who exactly was there, but it's just kind of evolved. And we've had some big moments over the last few years. Every big moment has been celebrated by singing Adele. And this year it's been publicised even more. And as you say, it's a real feel-good story. It's great that people are getting involved and can associate with it, especially with the underdog side of it. And it's great also for me personally to have the links over to Ireland and especially to County Kerry.
Jamie, we see it so much. Success is measured obviously with trophies, but it's the memories in the dressing room is what you crave when you come out of a little bit. You seem like you've a really special group there and a lot of young men.
Yeah, you're dead right. Anyone who's involved in sport, when you say to them what you miss, what they miss is the crack. They miss being around the lads. They miss the banter and everything else that comes with those strong relationships that you do develop. And this group's only been together since the start of the season. I've only had four players from last year. So to have this sort of instant success and instant limelight for these young lads, I mean, some of them are only 20 years of age. Much was made of Derby's average age, which I think was 19 or 20. And our average age is only just over 22. So it's a young group of lads, aspirational, like most footballers. They want to play in the Football League. And at the moment, they've got themselves a great platform to be able to do that. But as you've just alluded to, no one can take these memories away from them now, and with social media the way it is, these videos are going to be there forever and ever, embedded into Google and YouTube and wherever else. So it's great to be a part of that, great to be able to share it with other people as well.
So tell us a little bit about the club.
So Chorley Football Club's an non-league club established in 1883. They've been going for a long, long time. They've never really been, I think, quite a biggish non-league club. Chorley's quite, people think it's a small area, but it's relatively big with a lot of industrial estates around and a lot of businesses. And when I first started at the club nearly 20 years ago, I was playing against sort of 100, being supported by about 100 people to 150 people. They'd turn up and pay £3 or £4. The lads get paid. At that time, the lads were getting paid sort of £20, £30, maybe a little bit more. And I started playing. That was a big thing for me to get my first sort of £20 paycheck doing something that I loved. And then since then, the club has just grown a little bit. They've been up and down, but the last 10 years, Gary Flitcroft took over. I moved back to the club. We've had a few big names with Matt Jansen, Gary Flitcroft, and a few other high-profile players for our level. And we've been on a bit of a journey. So we've had three promotions over the last 10 years. We've been in the playoffs 3 or 4 times. And last season, we were fortunate enough to get into the National League, which is the pinnacle of non-league football over in England, playing against some top sides. Most of them are apart from us, and I think one more, they're all full-time professional footballers. Unfortunately, that season didn't finish well, and it was curtailed in March with the coronavirus. and we were demoted because at that time we were sitting bottom of the league, and we started again, and it's been a tough journey for every team, every non-league team, and we're very fortunate now to have this quite instant success afterwards, and it puts us in a really strong position going forward.
Jimmy, we're lucky we actually catch you on your way to training for Wolves tomorrow night. How was it trying to get the lads back to ground after a big result, knowing that tomorrow night's game is another massive one?
I think it's tough. It's very tough. It's tough for the players. It's tough. You know, it's tough for me because the amount of publicity that's surrounding us at the moment, with the last non-league team in the competition, we're in the fourth round, and that doesn't happen every year. We've obviously got the links with Adele, which has certainly blown up the attention around, and there's a little bit of talk now about will she do something with us, go into some type of partnership with us and try and raise a little bit of money. That's something that we're quite keen to pursue if she's interested in it. We do a lot of charity work at Chorley Football Club, like you do in a lot of community clubs like Killarney Celtic and Killarney Athletic, and we do a lot of work with a charity called Sport and Memories, and they work with people with dementia and loneliness. And I think at times like this, when we're in so much in the limelight, we're looking for opportunities to try and help other people as well. So, you know, if that is an option of doing something like that, the club are excited to get involved. But going back to the question, it's things like that that are happening every day. Social media is just literally in the hands of our players at the moment. So when there's a tweet or something going, there's no doubt that they're looking at it. There'll be some element of distraction, but at the same time, they're very focused. They've got a big job to do tomorrow. They're looking forward to it. They know it's going to be a mammoth task, but they're going to give it a good go.
It must be difficult for you as well, Jamie, just because you're playing Wolves. You obviously want to go and win, but you have the loyalty factor as well, because I'm sure there's lots of guys out there that you'd love to put out and start, but at the same time you probably need to pick a team that you think will go out and beat Wolves.
You know what, you're dead right. There's some decisions to be made with regards to the team, and you know, do you select the lads who perhaps have played in every game and deserve the chance, or do you play the team that you think just might have something to be able to defeat Wolves? You know, either way, the team that I put out, they'll all deserve to play, they'll all deserve to start, and the lads that I leave out will feel hard done by, and that is difficult for any manager making any decision in any game. But a game like this of this magnitude is it certainly adds a little bit more pressure, if you like, to the decisions.
It's interesting as well, there's a bit of history between the two clubs that has come to light over the last few days.
That's right, yeah, and in 1986 Chorley played against Wolves in the FA Cup, and at that time if you drew the game, you had a replay. So I think there were two draws, two 1-1 draws, and then eventually Chorley ended up beating Wolves 3-0. And anyone who comes to the Chorley Football Club and walks inside the changing rooms and around the boardroom, you'll see photographs of that night, and anyone who talks about the successes recently always refer back to the time of Chorley beat Wolves. It's the biggest occasion for the club, certainly in recent history. So, you know, now it's a chance for the lads to go and write even more history. They can be the players that are talked about even now from 1986. The players now coming out of the woodwork and getting involved with us, which is fantastic. You know, we've got some players who are age 60, 70, some a bit younger than that, but they're with us and they're on our journey and they're able to experience it too, so we're delighted.
Just on it, Jamie, as Irish people we love people that do well, that we have associations with from at home, and there's big ties with you from Kerry in Killarney.
That's right, yeah, I used to live in Killarney, County Kerry. Wonderful place, really love it. I like to go back every year and see all my friends. I've got strong relationships with people there, and I keep in touch with them. My family live there. My uncle John and Auntie Angela live in Killarney with some of my cousins, and yeah, some really strong friends. So I played for Killarney Athletic, I played for Killarney Celtic, and there's a bit of rivalry between the two clubs. Not great when you're moving from one to the other, but both fantastic clubs have done a lot for the local areas and for the schoolboys who are trying to make their way through to the footballing ranks. But yeah, a lovely place, and there's a bit of talk as well about Chorley Football Club going over to Killarney and perhaps playing in a pre-season friendly or a little tour, so we look forward to maybe doing that when we can.
It wouldn't be a bad place to go at all. And just in terms of the pandemic that we're in as well, like obviously you've done a great thing lifting everyone's spirits and, you know, giving everyone a focus, but it's quite difficult for a club like Chorley to have such a big game and for the fans to be missing out on it.
Yeah, you are right, and it is bittersweet. We love every moment that we're living at the moment, and we're taking advantage of it and trying our very best to soak it all in. But there is that bit that the fans can't take part. I mean, if you look back at the Derby game, the Peterborough game and the Wigan game, the amount of fans that could have been in, and the amount of finances as well that would have come with it. 2 years ago, we would have been, I dread to think about how much money we're not earning this year with it being the pandemic. But more so than that, it's the euphoria of the cup and the links and the bond with the fans. I mean, we would have been lifted up above the stands, you know, I mean, thrown high up like gods are worshipped on the pitch, like you often see. But from a personal point of view as well, and for the players, it's like my little boy Sam loves football. He's 8 years old. All of his friends are made up that he's, you know, he's got this association with the club. But what I'm doing is I'm giving him a kiss on the way out, saying, "See you soon, son. Watch it on the telly." Having all those experiences, which are great, and then not being able to really share it until you go back and go through the door, and you can't. That is the sad thing about this. You know, we'll probably never have a chance to experience times like this again, and not being able to share them with your family is tough. We all know it's for the right reasons. We all know that we're trying to defeat this virus, but at the same time, you can't help but think what could have been.
Yeah, well, it is very, very difficult, and I think you outlined it very well there. Well, look, I think everybody in Ireland will be behind you tomorrow night at 7:45 when you take on Wolves. We wish Shirley and yourself, Jamie, as well, the best of luck. Thanks so much for taking our call.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
With Green Firm, healthy snacking made easy with Green Firm's high protein on the go range, available in selected Tesco, Super Value and convenience stores nationwide.